eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. It has four levels of defense to help keep your engine running efficiently. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Here's what keeps showing up in a lot of your messages is we're going to be getting into the Nancy Guthrie case a little bit more today and the latest with the Nanos investigation. Forget the board meetings. Forget the recall signatures. Forget the politics. You want to know one thing with all of this happening. Is Nancy Guthrie still the priority? Is somebody still fighting for her? You got a lot of questions about that, and there's a lot of noise, as you've been hearing us talking about with Sheriff Nanos. Robin Dreek, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, is always my co-host with us as we're discussing this today. Let me ask you this, Robin. Even if Nanos has changed over at this point, let's say he steps down and you get somebody new in there. It's a new position. Somebody's going to, you know, hit the ground running, but they're hitting the ground running when somebody else has been in that position for quite some time. So it's all going to be, you know, a bit new territory. How does that affect this investigation?
So that's a great question. I don't think it would affect the investigation and the investigators and what they're doing in their day-to-day. I think they're locked in. I think they're doing, and I think they're working very, very well with what they have. Now, what'll be really, really interesting if that does happen is a fresh set of eyes looking at what they do have and seeing what new decisions they'd make on what to share with the public. I think you need to, so here's what the public would love. The public would love some transparency about what transpired, what incongruencies meant what Nanos said. They'd look for explanations behind, he says this and he says this, he says this and he says this. And so someone with a new set of eyes looking at what they have right now would then be able to hopefully put out some corrected information, some more accurate information, consistent information, and hopefully a little more nuggets that would help generate leads, because that's what they still need more of. They still need more information coming in, because if we're not on someone, if we don't have an arrest, they obviously aren't zeroing in close enough to be able to do that. So maybe with a fresh set of eyes at the top, taking a little bit more of a concise angle on what to put out to the public would help that a lot. Like, so for example, I don't know the impact on this yet, but Savannah, she just did this interview as of the recording of this earlier today or yesterday, and she's talking about the back door being propped open. I'm like, huh, that completely added some new data points to the way I was thinking about this. Because remember, I'm like 60-40-60 on the home invasion for attempted burglary gone sideways. But backdoor propped open, I got to do some more research now. I got to take a second look at this. Because how does that affect just that one little nugget that she put out there kind of shifts this whole thing? Now, granted, is that going to help bring Nancy home, you know, sooner or later? Don't know. But that kind of information might have helped earlier on.
And there's a psychology behind, you know, releasing some of that information or not. And it's very investigative and it makes sense because you're going to get a lot of people that are going to claim they have knowledge of this or that. And there's certain details that need to be held close enough to the vest so you can determine whether that person actually knows what the hell they're talking about or not, or they're just making up a story. But sometimes revealing some of that information earlier on gives you a better idea of who to be looking out for, profile-wise,
right,
in the general public. Now it's one thing, you know, the investigators to know who they should be looking out for, but there's only so many of them, and there's, you know, it's a gazillion to one when it comes to the general population versus an investigator. There's a lot more eyeballs out there on the streets. And it felt like this case, with everything, and we've seen so many cases where things get held so close to the vest, a resource of the general public was not being used to help find an answer. And I get it can create a lot of noise, and there's different, you know, strategies depending on the investigator of how they're going to use it public, if they're going to use it public or not. But in so many cases, especially today, the information that is found that the public comes out with because they're given enough to work with ends up solving so many more cases than not. Than holding the information back, than just being like, we're going to solve it based on our handful of people who are investigating into the information only we know. This seemed like there was a very large missed opportunity, and there could have been a lot more information maybe thrown out to the public that maybe would have resulted in more valuable leads early on. I don't know. I mean, that seems to be true in a lot of cases. What's your thoughts on it on this one?
Yeah, and also the reverse of that, you know, not just getting leads in for more information. Again, because again, as most of us in law enforcement do, we don't really like second guessing what law enforcement is doing because we don't have the full picture in their decision process. And hell, I mean, granted, he's as dumb as he's made some of these things, he's got a lot more experience than I do, you know, about twice as much, really. I did 22 years with the FBI. But so I won't always discount everything they're doing because there's some thought going behind it. Who knows what the impact of it is. But to that end, when it's not just about the impact that that information has on the public for generating leads, but also we've talked about a lot, you and I, about the pressure that information then puts on the perpetrator or the people surrounding them. So imagine this. If Nanos had, again, just the thought experiment, who knows the difference would have made, but just a few more nuggets of details like the door being propped open or maybe one or two others, what kind of message that not just sends about who to look for the public for leads, but also the perpetrator and or their tight circle of people that might know about this? Oh my God, they actually saw that. They paid attention to that. I didn't realize I did that. Oh my God, they're onto me. Again, that pressure valve starts pushing on it because they think they're closing in and pops and someone leaks and someone gives a tip. So I don't know their decision process on what to do or not to do to kind of put that and apply that pressure publicly, but we've seen so little for such a long time that why not try it? Why not do something more? But that's how I think it'd make it, not just for the leads generated by the public, but also by putting pressure on the perpetrator themselves and their very tight circle that may or may not know this. Put that pressure on, they're on me. This is my only chance to save myself is to turn him in and get the $1 million.
Where do you think that's at? Because that certainly has been an angle that we've talked about for quite a while in this case, is the how do you inspire someone to come forward with information? If no one's been inspired by now, is anyone ever going to be inspired?
I think it diminishes every day over time. But what will happen, so here's what does happen over time. As the perpetrator of this gets more comfortable with the fact they got away with it, their mouth starts running. and they start leaking information, you know, and so that could happen. He might get arrested for something else. And so he'll start doing the jailhouse kind of leaking, you know, about, oh, I did this, 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 and got away with it. So it could happen that way. And also, but if the people surrounding him don't feel the pressure that they're getting close to them, why would they turn him in? Because they have more to lose than they would to gain, potentially. Because again, people fear jail more than they want money, what the study shows anyway.
Does someone like Nanos even care about credibility? I mean, or is he completely... Is he tone deaf to it? You know, because the way that he's been acting, the statements that he's made, he doesn't seem to be affected by the ridiculousness of some of his statements and the criticism that comes after it. It's just kind of like, and it just brushes off his shoulder. And I think we all know folks like that. It seems to be a lot more dangerous when you have someone who has this level of power that doesn't seem to care. But does credibility matter to someone like this? Especially, you know, and I get like making forward-thinking statements about we're getting closer and bullshit like that. And they keep, you know, he said that 1,000 times. We're getting closer. Are we? Are we? I mean, or are you just saying that aloud? I mean, and is it wrong to say that, I guess, aloud in something like this? I mean, there's people want to have hope, people want to have faith, but they also want facts and reality. Right. And when I go to police, I kind of want facts and reality. I don't necessarily want, you know, hope and conjecture.
Yeah, I think he's more on the hope and conjecture. Credibility, it's interesting. You know, I can't think of how he would even think of that. I don't think he thinks in terms of credibility. I think his entire laurels, I imagine, are resting on the success of his department. So credibility doesn't really come into play of that. And because he's been in charge, I mean, also, he's got 42 years of being inoculated against public opinion.
Yeah.
Hasn't bothered him for that long, so it's not going to bother him now. I mean, this is just another day to him. That's why it's interesting, because people keep knocking him on going to the gym, going to basketball games, driving his sports car around, you know, because the image it's putting out there is not a good one, right?
Well,
he's inoculated against it because, you know what? He does it every day. He don't care. It's just rolls
another
right
day.
Off.
This is just another investigation for him. And it happens to be that there's far more eyes on him than there ever have been. But that doesn't appear to affect him in any way, shape, or form. He doesn't care.
Nope. You know why? Because he knows the odds of removing him from office.
Yeah, when you have that kind of, when you yield, I mean, is that something that really should be reviewed across departments, across municipalities, across the country? Of what levers do we have in place to remove someone should we get someone like this in power? And it's going to be interesting because, you know, some places, you know, there already is leadership in there that is running and existing because this kind of structure exists. So there's not going to be a whole lot of interest in changing that up. But there will certainly be municipalities and jurisdictions where they're open and they have the ability to make some change. But again, like I said in our other piece, it really feels like these sort of considerations were not made when these sort of rules and laws were put in place, because the assumption is made that everybody is going to be really on the up and up and nobody's going to be in there that has some sort of a toxic personality or some sort of narcissistic type personality. And I'm not diagnosing him, but that is incapable of seeing their own flaws and just running the ship into a wall, saying there's no wall ahead. It's like, no, there clearly is. He doesn't see it, does he? He doesn't see it. He's going straight towards it. Well, what levers can we pull? We don't have any to pull. That seems to be kind of where we're at. Maybe we should get those in place to prevent the next Nanos.
It's really interesting. It's a great question. I don't know. I've never, because you now know what I'm going to do after this. I'm going to deep dive and research, right? But I'm really curious too, because so here you have, he's an elected official. And now if he's treated like every other elected official, but he's in this position, that's an interesting dilemma. Because if you look at a politician, like say the county supervisor, if the county supervisor there is an elected official, who really is the county supervisor leading, or are they just managing? Are they managing resources? Are managing budgets? They're really in a position where they're not leading. They're managing the welfare, the structure, the infrastructure, all the things we need, water, power, all those things. You know, that's what that mechanism's set up for, you know, the small, you know, local governments. Mm-hmm. But nanos, now here's another person that's in an elected position just like that, that's in a more of a management role. Now you have someone who's actually elected to lead hundreds of law enforcement, you know, sworn officers and protect public safety at a very personal one-on-one level. That requires, I would think, a hugely different skill set and different, I would think, different level of accountability for their actions, because it affects many more people on a much more granular level. So you wouldn't think that the lever to remove a town supervisor would necessarily should be the same as the ability to remove a sheriff who is inept, corrupt, or incapable of performing the function of their job, which is public safety.
I mean, nanos, I mean, he's not striking me as someone who's like, you know, malicely trying to do harm.
No.
He's just
incompetent.
Just incompetent. You know, I mean, exactly. It's like, just go retire. Just, you know, go enjoy your time, whatever.
Definitely,
you know?
Incompetent messaging, because it's messaging what it comes down to. Who knows behind the scenes? But obviously, behind the scenes, all his cops that signed the petition said, you're incompetent. So it's one thing, public opinion, as well as internally. You got issues.
What if he was? What if he, I mean, and I'm not saying he is, but like, they essentially, the way it's structured right now, you could have somebody who's in there doing a lot of nefarious stuff. And there's really not a lever to get rid of them. No. I mean, there is the, everybody's like, oh, there's the recall. Good luck with that. I mean, just good luck. It. I mean, so, honestly.
I think there's 5 to 10%. I looked up, I did the research on how that would happen. It's like 5 to 10% chance that would be effective.
It's maybe that's a lever where it's like, maybe like the, because it's a set number. It says it has to be X amount. And it's basically, they need 120,000 signatures, verified signatures, not just let's go in a website and click a box. Now we're talking like literally going door to door. What's your name? What's your address? Can I see some ID? And then we got to find a way that we can actually back this up, so they can't just go and, oh, you made up all of these. No, yeah, this so has to be verified.
As I remember it from the research I did, again, I'll probably get it wrong, so correct me, but it has to be 25% of those who actually can be verified that actually voted for him in the first election or voting in the first election. You know, so they have to verify that they actually voted in the election of him, and it has to be at least 25% of that voting population.
It's something like that. I don't know the exact stat. Yeah, but it is something where it's like, I mean, can it be done? Yeah, I mean, in theory, I mean, I guess my microwave could also power us to get to the moon, too, if it were, like, reprogrammed. But is it going to happen? No. Right. I mean, it's a feat that is almost impossible to reach with the amount of manpower you would need to get there. And I think you'd almost need a sheriff in place that's really doing absolutely horrible shit, not just incompetent, to, I think, drive that level of turnout to sign this thing, to really, and I don't know if they have it. I don't know there's enough motivation here to do it. Just being incompetent, I don't think drives that level of outrage.
It's too bad the board, you're too bad that the board, you know, like my town I live in here in Virginia, you know, we have a board of supervisors, and each of those board of supervisors are elected by their districts. And in our county, and I think we have like 5 or 6 of them in my county that are on the board of supervisors for each of the districts in the county, like Nanos would cover, like our sheriff. You would think that, all right, so the recall won't work or isn't effective. How come the board of supervisors, you can make a simple rule, like it has to be a unanimous decision by the board of supervisors based on what the union says, or based on what, you know, that they could actually call for a vote of no confidence by the Board of Supervisors to have a re-election. Now, granted, he could run again, and then maybe he wins. All right, but why not just trigger that if in extreme cases, you would think?
Well, and all it would do is, and if they could get the signatures, it doesn't remove him. It just triggers a new election.
Yeah. You need to make it easier.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe the entry level, the point of entry should be a little more realistic. When you have a situation like this, don't make it so like anybody can just keep recalling back and forth. That gets to be a little monotonous and unproductive. But maybe make it so it's not like end of the world type scenario where you need, if you need to pull this lever, you can do it. More like there's smoke and there's fire over here. We need to put it out before it completely engulfs the whole building. Yeah. Well, we got to wait till the fire catches a majority of the structure before we do that. Well, it's really bad right now. Why don't we do it? We got to wait. That's the criteria. And that's kind of where we're sitting.
Yeah, the union's actions on this are the ones that really kind of shifted my focus, because until the union like voted unanimously a vote of no confidence against him, he was in the back of my mind of this.
First time, though.
I know, but I mean, it was one of those things. I was disregarding him as just regular noise and upper level management, because I'm so used to seeing it not just on cases that we cover, but all over. And that's why when you have, I always used to say, no matter what job you had inside the bureau, it didn't matter. If you found a great boss, that's who you hold on to, and you never leave their side because they're that rare. And so when Nanos is totally dismissing him. But when you actually have such an outcry internally, that's what really got my attention on this. I said, yeah, he needs to go.
And that's what I was surprised, because when I saw the headline yesterday, I'm like, well, I know this vote happened a while ago. One did. No, this is, yes, this is like
fresh.
2 days ago.
Yeah,
like, this is
one.
A brand new vote.
Yeah.
So it's not the first time that they've gone through and done this poll and gotten this response.
Because, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, so you put yourself in those union members' shoes. This is them now saying, oh, my God. This might be our chance to finally get rid of him. Yeah. And so that's what triggered it, because they see this as an opportunity to right their own ship as well.
We'll see if it does anything. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We will continue our conversation there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement. Part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. The summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before a session, on the way to a gig, in between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, what up, y'all? Summer moves like a great jam session. You start with one idea, one direction, and then it shifts. Somebody calls. Energy changes. You take a detour. That's the beauty of it. For me, summer's always been about discovery. New sounds, new places, new people, new ideas. You start one place, end up somewhere completely different. And somehow, that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I've always had my spots along the way. Starbucks has been one of those constants. Before session, on the way to a gig, and between conversations that turn into something bigger than you expected. It's part of that movement, part of that rhythm. And summer's got its own soundtrack too. You can almost hear it without trying. Life's happening all around you, that feeling of staying open to whatever's next. Sometimes it's the smallest things that lock you into that moment. What you're holding, what you're sipping. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Cold, colorful, alive. Feels like something made for the day that's still unfolding. And that's the thing. Sometimes one small stop changes the whole mood of your day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey Bowen, point of order. It feels like nothing is what it says it is anymore.
Point of answer? It's because everything has a catch.
Hey, or turns out to be something else entirely.
Like a total catfish situation.
Exactly, Bo.
Except for hotels.com.
Yeah, that one's pretty literal.
Because it's hotels.com. It's in the domain. You go there, you book hotels, hundreds of thousands of them.
And hold up, that's... it?
That's it. Hmm. And when stays are booked as a member, rewards are earned every time.
Every stay?
Every stay. No tracking or managing, just rewards that can be used like cash on future bookings.
Which, by the way, already feels nicer than most rewards programs. Okay.
Yeah. Members can also get up to 20% off bookings, so savings start right away.
Does that mean no weird restrictions?
And no blackout dates. Book what works when it works. It's actually really fitting of real travel.
So the name is honest, you're saying? And the rewards are too.
Exactly. Hotels.com. It's all in the name.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.